Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for March 12th.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Today's word is croesus, spelled capital C-R-O-E-S-U-S. Croesus is a noun that means a very rich man. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Karen Heller. Our young, handsome hero is an international man of mystery, fresh off the boat from London with no introduction but a note for £1,000 sterling, a fortune worthy of Croesus and enough to break a trading house. The original Croesus was a 6th century BC king of Lydia, an ancient kingdom in what is now Turkey. Croesus conquered many surrounding regions, grew very wealthy, and became the subject of legends. In one legend, he was visited by Solon, the wise Athenian lawgiver. Historians say this isn't chronologically possible, but it makes a good story. Solon supposedly told Croesus, who thought he had everything, "Account no man happy before his death." These words made Croesus angry, and he threw the lawmaker out of his court. Croesus would rethink Solon's pronouncement later, when his empire was overthrown by the Persians. Croesus's name shows up in the phrase "rich as Croesus," meaning filthy rich, and it has also entered English as a generic term for someone who is extremely wealthy. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.